This is WBAA. I'm Sam Clement, and I'm joined in studio by Nicole Johnson, who is a member of Purdue's Reamer Club. The club helped put together the new book titled A University of Tradition, The Spirit of Purdue, and she is here to talk about it. Nicole, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sam.
The book is very detailed, and it goes through a long history of Purdue. It talks about a lot of the traditions, a lot of the people that helped put the university together. Why did you feel like now was the time to have this book come out?
Well, this is a project that I actually took over from someone who had graduated my sophomore year. I've been working at it for 2 years now. Just in the history of the book, this is our fourth one that the club's put out throughout its history. Every 10 years, give or take a little bit, it seems to be about time to update the information and get a new book out there for the public.
How does this version differ from some of the previous versions? Obviously, we have a new president, an acting president, and an incoming president, but in what other ways and what other information is provided in this book?
Right. We went through and we updated the obvious things, adding the new president, adding Cordova, new buildings that have been put up on campus, things like that. But the really big difference you see between this book and the other three is that it's completely in color. The layout of it it's beautiful. It's absolutely wonderful. And it's just a really nice book to look at. It's a little bit longer than the previous books, but it's still got that same content of all the great traditions about this university.
When you were compiling the information, what sources did you use? How far back did you go in putting it together?
We used a lot of sources online, a lot of Purdue sources. You know, we tried to avoid the Wikipedia and the less reliable things. But for every new thing that we added or fact that we corrected, we made sure we had multiple sources backing up what we were putting in the book.
As you were putting together the book or helping put together the book, is there anything that stood out for you that was kind of surprising?
There were just a lot of really interesting things that went into this book. Working on the chapter about the different buildings, learning, you know, what went into them, what they used to house, what they now house, their different renovations, how much those renovations cost. Just there's a lot of really great information. And then looking up, you know, different alumni or people from the university that we featured in the book was just really exciting.
For someone that may be a novice to Purdue history, I guess, how do you think that this book effectively tells the history of Purdue?
I think this book is very good at illustrating Purdue's history. It's divided up by chapters based on the different schools, the people, the presidents, the landmarks, and you could just page through it and pick up whatever you want to learn. If you see something on campus, like the engineering fountain, which is really called the Class of 1939 water sculpture, and you can look up all the history of that, who designed it, how much it cost, how long it took to build it. It really does a great job of teaching anyone who wants to learn more about the university that information.
Is there a part of the book that you particularly enjoyed putting together?
Well, there's a whole chapter on the Reamer Club. That's the part that I enjoy. I'm in two pictures in it, so had to sneak that in there.
That's pretty good. I'm assuming that you have a copy of the book.
Have a copy, yes.
Talk about the Reamer Club a little bit. What do you guys do on a regular basis?
The Reamer Club is a spirit-based organization. That's our main focus, is supporting Purdue's athletic programs and the traditions of the university. We learn the songs, we learn the traditions, the cheers. We go the obvious sports, the football, the basketball, but we also almost always have a group at swimming or baseball or softball or soccer. We really try and get out there and support every Boilermaker we can. The most obvious thing that we do that everyone sees is the trains. We maintain and operate both the Boilermaker specials, the big one that people can ride in, the little golf cart version of it. That just is another way for us to help get that spirit out to the student body and to the community.
For someone that would like to join and be a part of that, how would they go about doing that?
We actually have a pledge program. Every semester we have a couple call-outs to get people that are interested, and then there's a selection process. We are limited by our constitution to 52 members, so we take as many pledges as we can to replace those going out from graduation.
It's Christmas time, so this would be a pretty good time to get this book, especially for someone that's very involved in the Purdue community or thinking about going to Purdue. What does the history tell about the future of the university? What do you think that tells about the next 100 years or so for Purdue?
I think it just shows that Purdue is continuing to grow. Some parts of it feature, you know, the new Mackey renovation, some of the new buildings going up around. It just shows that Purdue's still moving forward. It's still a leader in so many fields, and that we're not going away anytime soon.
Nicole Johnson, a member of Purdue's Reamer Club. Again, they helped put together the new book titled A University of Tradition, The Spirit of Purdue. Nicole, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
For WBAA News, I'm Sam Clement.